Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, February 9th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Journey. Leading off today, Apple is dramatically improving the benefits it offers to both part-time and full-time retail employees in the United States. Bloomberg reports that Apple is implementing more generous policies for sick time and vacation time, while also offering parental leave for part-time employees for the first time. The latest round of changes will go into effect on April 4th for workers in the U.S. Apple confirmed the updates via a spokesman and said that these changes have been in development for several months. There is no word on when or if these changes will expand to Apple retail workers in other countries. The first change is that Apple is doubling paid sick leave for both full-time and part-time workers. This change will give full-time workers 12 paid sick days per year instead of 6, and these days can be used for mental health leave and for taking family members to the doctor. Workers will also now receive more annual vacation days beginning at 3 years of employment instead of 5. Part-time employees will now get as many as 6 paid vacation days per year for the first time, as well as up to 6 weeks of paid parental leave for the first time. This also includes the ability to gradually ramp up work for the first 4 weeks back. And finally, Apple says that part-time workers will also now get access to discounted emergency backup care for children or for elderly family members. These changes come as Apple faces an increasingly tight labor market. Apple, just like many other companies, has faced labor shortages and employee retention issues. The changes also come after some Apple retail employees walked out in protest on Christmas Eve last year. At the time, Apple employees were demanding a handful of changes, including hazard pay, healthcare premium coverage, and more. So these changes by Apple don't necessarily address all of those concerns, but they are a step in the right direction. In other news today, Apple has announced that iOS 15.4, which is in developer and public beta testing, that might have accidentally been sharing your Siri recordings with Apple servers, even if you had opted out of this program. Back in 2019, Apple introduced a new option that let users opt out of sharing their Siri recordings over privacy concerns. This option was still available in iOS 15, but it seems that it wasn't quite working as expected. Apple said that a bug in earlier versions of iOS 15 resulted in recordings of user conversations with Siri being shared with the company even when the user had opted not to share them. So Apple is responding to this with two changes. First, the company says that it has silently disabled Siri recording sharing for many users with iOS 15.2. And with the second beta of iOS 15.4 released to developers yesterday, the bug has been fixed. That's why, once you update to iOS 15.4, the system asks you again whether or not you want to opt in to sharing your Siri recordings. Apple says that all recordings that were improperly shared with Apple due to the bug have been deleted from its servers. And once the bug was identified, it stopped reviewing any audio recordings that were shared as part of this program. Apple says that it uses the recordings of people interacting with Siri to make sure the assistant has been answering questions correctly in order to improve the feature. You can enable or disable this option via the settings application under the privacy menu, but either way, you'll be prompted again once you update to iOS 15.4. We are sponsored this week by Journey. This month, we're giving away Apple's latest iPhone 13 to one lucky reader to help celebrate the launch of the latest Journey cases from our friends at A-Logic. Designed to protect, the new Journey lineup of iPhone cases can withstand falls of up to 6 feet, and they're designed to age beautifully with high-quality leather that gets softer over time and ages with a unique look. They include very minimal branding for a clean and modern design, and they come in at just 0.07 inches at its edge. These are some of the slimmest leather cases on the market, and they even include a built-in array of magnets to support all of Apple's MagSafe accessories. You can get 10% off the new Journey cases for iPhone for a limited time with code JOURNEY10. Learn more and enter the iPhone 13 giveaway at the link in the show notes below. Rounding out today, Apple has officially announced a new tap-to-pay feature for iPhone. Launching sometime this spring, this feature will allow businesses to use their iPhone to seamlessly and securely accept contactless payments through Apple Pay, as well as with contactless credit cards and debit cards, and even other digital wallets. The most interesting part of this new feature from Apple is that the company is actually working with third parties to make this feature available to app developers and other payment platforms. Apple says that Stripe will be the first payment platform to offer tap-to-pay on iPhone this spring, including with an update to the Shopify point-of-sale application. So this means that this isn't a native iOS feature, but instead Apple is opening the NFC chip up in the iPhone to third-party payment platforms to create their own applications that enable tap-to-pay technology. The feature will work by having a customer tap their iPhone or Apple Watch on the business's iPhone to perform a contactless payment. The feature will also work with contactless credit or debit cards or even other digital wallets, again, just by tapping one of those to the back of an iPhone. Apple promises to work closely with leading payment platforms and app developers across both the payments and commerce industry. This will allow tap-to-pay on iPhone to be offered to millions of merchants in the U.S. The feature is slated to launch sometime later this year in the United States, and it will work on the iPhone XS or later. We've got more details and a closer look at how this feature works at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily.